From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Visitors bring joy to our school. The man and I kept looking at that, thinking, this visitor didn't bring joy to the school.
We are evacuating people from the town of Apex, as well as seniors from a nursing home to nearby hospitals out of the affected area.
While we were there on scene, taking a look at the plume itself, literally moving across the road, we began to hear explosions and smelled something burning. And that was the point at which we pulled back the first time.
Well, I did receive a phone call from from Sweden this morning at 6:15. And so I rolled over and I thought, well, I'll talk to them for a moment. Then I think I better sit up and turn on the light.
The call itself and the news that I received is so stunning, I must say. I'm still shaken.
I think it's important that they understand that we're not going to accept them as a member of the nuclear club. Frankly, a test of this kind in as small a place as the Korean Peninsula is quite an outrage.
There's a unified front formed jointly by the United States and Japan, and we are showing a powerful resolve to North Koreans and say to them that this is the kind of thing that you shouldn't do.
Mark was under the influence of alcohol at the time that he sent the inappropriate emails and IMs, alleged emails and IMs, that I have been advised of.
Anyone who had knowledge of these instant messages should have turned them over to authorities immediately so that kids could be protected. I repeat again, the Republican leaders of the House did not have them.
Specifically, Mark is asked that you be told that between the ages of 13 and 15, he was molested by a clergyman.
This is someone who I've worked for 10 years, had no inkling that this kind of blatantly reckless and just obscene behavior was going on.
When you talk about the page issue and what's happened in the Congress, I'm deeply sorry that this has happened. And the bottom line is that we're taking responsibility, because ultimately, as someone has said in Washington before, the buck stops here.